We're talking today with Steve Thompson, American Farmers and Ranchers. Steve, you're working out the capital quite a bit on behalf of AFR, both for the farm side as well as on the insurance side. Tell me, you know, we've got, 3 weeks left now in this year's state legislative session. Where are we right now as they try to come up with the right package and the right combination of things to put the budget successfully together?
Well, Ron, as you know, 15 days, 3 weeks left of a four-month session. It's been a lot of work go on up to this point. However, we haven't passed any significant revenue-raising bills, haven't seen any significant appropriations issues across the governor's desk. So everyone is really tense within the Capitol building, whether you're for revenue being raised or if it's your ox being gored with some taxes being pushed upon your industry. Everyone is really concerned about how the budget will be balanced this year. Our biggest concern now is to make sure that out of desperation in the last few weeks, something doesn't emerge that hasn't been fully discussed or debated, and those affected have a chance to have input on that. As a farm organization, we represent people all across the state, and we want to make sure that we're there to safeguard their interests and be a voice for them at the Capitol.
I noticed that one of the packages that looks like it has surfaced now by leadership, they're talking about increasing fuel taxes.
I think that is the biggest single revenue-raising measure that has been published out there. It's passed through both House and Senate committees, along with a cigarette tax and a few limited oil and gas rebate incentives being trimmed back. But it stalled a little bit politically this last week, never made it to the floor for a vote. Kind of the word on the street is they don't have the votes to pass that. However, they're certainly not going to give up on that. I believe there's a lot of discussions and negotiations going on even through the weekend, and I think we'll see some form of that package back up on the floor next week. But the gas tax is an issue that we try to educate people about. Our policy would favor that being voted on by all the people of the state. That's not the package on the table, so we want to make sure that they know how much that affects people in rural Oklahoma. Farmers and ranchers put a lot of miles on vehicles. They pay for their inputs to be hauled in, and then they also pay to be shipped their final products out to market. So they burn a lot of fuel, and so a 6 cent per gallon gas tax would cost them thousands of dollars per year.
One thing that we've talked about several times before the session started and then through the session has been, you know, is there any thought regarding going after some of the sales tax exemptions, including that on agriculture? And at this point, that seems to be safe.
Yes, sir. I think, of all the folks in that building, they're very tense. Agriculture has been nervous the whole session regarding some of the things that we hold sacred, feed, seed, fuel, other types of inputs that we have a sales tax exemption for right now. But through the work of some of our good friends, Senator Mike Schultz, President Pro Tem of the Senate, a few of the others, we believe that has been put to bed for this year, and we do not think that is being discussed right now. But as you know, the last few weeks of session, things can get a little bit wild and crazy, so you have to be there on top of in case something like that were to emerge.
Beyond the budget, anything out there that you've been paying a special attention to? I know we've actually passed a couple of bills.
Yeah, we have had a long running battle with feral hogs in this state and trying to find a right balance between individual freedoms and property rights and government regulation on how to protect our land as well as the wildlife population. So there's still a few bills circulating about what we have to do working with our partners at the Wildlife Department to be able to shoot feral hogs, what type of exotic swine species we will allow to be imported in for hunting purposes. There seems to be a real conflict when it comes to those type of swine that run wild out there, hunters, agriculturalists. So we're working really hard to try to strike that proper balance. But as you know, we seem to be losing the battle against feral hogs, so it's kind of a tough fight. The other issue that we're really working on every day now is trying to ensure that landowners that have mineral rights continue to get timely payments from the oil and gas companies. As you know, mineral rights holders are entitled to a share of the production off their land. However, if the oil companies want to sit on the money, there's very little leverage that farmers and ranchers have to get them to pay that. So there's some legislation moving right now that we're trying to watch really closely to ensure that there is a financial incentive for the oil companies to pay their bills on time to the mineral rights holders.
Guess what? Outside of a lot of talk about education and the budget, just not too much has really surfaced as far as nothing has really risen to that level of conversation.
In ag policy world, 2017 has been a very moderate year for us at the state capitol. As we discussed, all the oxygen available in the building seems to go towards the state budget. So we've had some small issues we tried to round the edges off of and tweak, but we have not had any real groundbreaking ag policy legislation surface this year.
You've got some members that you're going to be having come into Oklahoma City this coming week, what, Tuesday, I think?
Yes, sir. Tuesday, May 9th, we're going to spend the afternoon at the state capitol visiting with legislators, and then we're going to take them over to the History Center with a little tour of that facility next door to the capitol. Have a nice evening with the state legislators. It's the first time in a few years that we have brought our members from the field into the state capitol. That's been a thing that they have really wanted to get involved with, so we're really excited to bring a little hometown feel from the members' districts back up to the Capitol, make sure that they know that we'll be there, we're watching what they're doing, and you know the old saying, good fences make good neighbors, but good voters make good elected officials, and we're going to make sure they know that we're out there watching.